Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And today we're working through a 2004 film, this American film, American comedy drama titled Garden State. It's from 2004, written and directed by Zach Braff. Now, Zach Braff, by name, people may not be familiar with him, but he's one of the leads in the TV series Scrubs.
Yes, one of the highest paid TV stars. In fact, I think he might have been the highest paid TV star.
At the time.
Yes.
Yeah. But Garden State's actually, it's an independent film, but it's actually, I really enjoy it. And a lot of people might think it's kind of odd, but
nothing wrong with that.
It's, I don't know, there's some independent films I just really enjoy, and this one is one of them.
Well, you need different voices, don't you? Different vision.
Yes, yeah. So it's starring Natalie Portman, Peter Sarsgaard, Ian Holm, and Zach Braff. So not only did he write, direct it, but he's also one of the leads in it as well. And I tell you what, this is the first one. I'm pretty sure it's the first one he wrote, but it's also the first one he directed. And I reckon he did a really good job.
Yeah.
Like for a first film, it's awesome.
It's one of your faves, isn't it?
One of many.
Yes.
In the independent sector. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get started on the first tune here. This one's titled Don't Panic by Coldplay here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State.
Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall for. Homes, places we've grown, all of us are done for.
Panic by Coldplay here on Gippsland FM. That's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. It's actually a really good film. I actually do recommend checking this one out.
Yeah.
And some people might think it's a bit odd, but it's just really well done.
I hadn't seen it until you recommended it.
Ah, okay. I couldn't remember that. That's right.
Yes, and right. I recommend it.
Well, there you go. The film centres on Andrew Largeman. That's the character played by Zach Braff. And he's a 26-year-old actor-writer who returns home to his hometown in New Jersey after his mother dies. And Zach actually, when he wrote it, he based the film on his real-life experiences.
Another one with a bit of autobiographical.
So aspect. I thought that was actually quite interesting. And it was filmed between April and May 2003 and being released in July 2004. So after they filmed it, obviously, he was probably taking a while to sort it out, get it all added to the way he wanted it and stuff. New Jersey was the main setting and a primary shooting location. And that's actually, I think, the reason they call it Garden State,
because
on the New Jersey number plates, that's the motto of the state, is Garden State, just like Victoria was known as the Garden State.
Yep.
New Jersey was also known as the Garden State, and it still is. Garden State received positive reviews, and upon its release, has garnered a cult following. And I actually believe that too, because it's just one of those movies. It's just I think word of mouth is probably how it spread mostly.
You just sort of
become popular over time.
You watch it and kind of sink into it.
Yeah, yeah. It was an official selection of the Sundance Film Festival. The film also spawned a soundtrack for which Zach Braff, who picked the music himself, which we're going to be going through today, won a Grammy Award. So I thought that's pretty cool. And actually, as that last song was playing, you mentioned something about that.
It has the whole album. It's got a real personalized sound about it. So I can see that, you know, he sat there and really chose those tracks.
Yeah.
You know, it just moves with the emotions of the whole thing, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we'll go to the next one. This one is titled Caring is Creepy by The Shine here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State. One is Caring is Creepy by The Shine here on Gippsland FM, and it's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Ample Brook.
And we're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. And it's a really good independent film. I actually do recommend it. Anne recommends it.
Yep.
We both enjoyed it. And I tell you what, actually, I think Natalie Portman she did such a good job in this. It was actually quite funny.
Yeah, she's usually pretty good.
I mean, I've liked everything I've seen her in so far.
Yep.
From The Professional, or otherwise known as Leon.
When she was like about 9 years old or something, wasn't
she? Yeah, that was her first feature film. And then on top of that, you got obviously episode 1, 2, and 3. She plays Padme, mm-hmm. which is different again from this one. And well, actually, this is before the Star Wars.
2004, she would have done it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen The Black Swan?
No, I haven't. No.
She's excellent.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll have to check that one out sometime. Garden State was Zach Braff's feature directing and writing debut. The title of the film was originally intended to be Large's Ark, in references to Braff's character. And note that Albert mentions his own ark in the movie. And I think that's in reference to the boat.
Right,
that
yes.
That they visit.
That's true.
But it changed it because no one understood what it meant. So I can see that. So the title alludes both to nickname for New Jersey, which I mentioned earlier, and lines from Andrew Marvel's poem, The Garden. Such was that happy garden state, while man there walked without a mate.
Okay, so it's his state of mind as well he's talking about.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, because I remember you mentioned that recently as well.
Yeah.
With regards to those comments.
Yes.
And that kind of makes sense when he's written about his life experience.
Yeah, after his mum died and returning to the old stomping ground, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go to the next one. And this one is The Waiting Line by 07 here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State.
Thank you.
That is The Waiting Line by 07 here on Gippsland FM, and that's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsett, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. It's a really good independent film, and we both recommend it.
Yep.
Garden State was filmed on a budget of $2.5 million. It was filmed over 25 days in April and May 2003. Most of the film was shot in Zach Braniff's hometown of South Orange, New Jersey, with filming also taking place in Cranford, Livingston, Maplewood, Newark, Tenafly, and Wellington, as well as New York City and Los Angeles. And the film's partly, as you mentioned earlier, Anne,
yep.
Actually, it's partly autobiographical. I can't even pronounce it either.
Autobiographical?
That's the one. And it was depicting Zach Braff's own emotional state while he was writing the screenplay. Now, he described, when I wrote Garden State, I was completely depressed, waiting tables and lonesome as I've ever been in my life. And the script was a way for me to articulate what I was feeling. Mm. And I was alone, isolated, a dime a dozen, and homesick for a place that didn't even exist. So I reckon he's captured it.
Yeah, and that does reflect that poem that he was talking about as well, that sort of isolation. So, yeah, he's done a very good job of creating what he wanted.
Also, as that last tune was playing, you were mentioning that it reminds you of something as well.
Oh, I like my mid-late 90s music, like Portishead and a bit of Massive Attack and even a bit of Dido later. But,
that
song and that kind of music sort of, it's a bit like a different time zone you lapse into.
Kind of just took you back there.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, you sort of lapse off into another space, I think, and kind of like what I think he's saying there with the script too, you know, he was just going somewhere else with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Exploring something else.
No, that's cool. All right, let's go to the next one. And this next one is titled I Don't Think I'll Ever Get Over It by Colin Hay here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State.
I drink good coffee. Comes from a place that's far away. When I'm done, I feel like talking without you here. Don't want you thinking I'm unhappy. What is closer to the truth? That if I lived till I was 102, I just don't longer moved to drink strong whiskey. I shook the hand of time and I knew that if I lived till I could no longer climb my stairs, I just don't face it dances and it haunts me. The laughter still ringing in my
still find pieces of your presence here, even after don't want you thinking that I don't get asked to dinner, 'cause I'm young to say that I sometimes do. Even though I may soon feel the touch of just don't think I'll ever get over you. If I lived till I was 102, I just don't.
I Don't Think I'll Ever Get Over It by Colin Hay here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Ample Brooke.
And we're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. It's a 2004 American independent film. We both recommend you take a look at it if you get a chance. Garden State, or the music in Garden State, was handpicked by Zach Braff. Now, commenting on selections, Zach Braff was known to have, well, was quoted saying, essentially, I made a mix CD with all the music that I had felt was scoring my life at the time I was writing the screenplay. And you know, this music is not really upbeat and fast-paced or anything. It is kind of, well, the state that he was talking about earlier, like he's really depressed and lonely and
zoning in and out.
Yeah, and I think this music is a good reflection of that.
Mm-hmm. And that Colin Hay one, well, I do recall that Colin Hay from Men at Work, he did appear in Scrubs too. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
I'd say Zach's a bit of a fan.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no doubt that's probably how he met him.
Yeah.
Zach Braff also accepted a Grammy Award in 2005 for the best compilation soundtrack album for a motion picture, television, or other visual media. And good on him. That's pretty cool.
And, I mean, first-time director, that's great work.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's an awesome job for a first-time director. But, I mean, it's just so well done. Yes. So that's why I recommend you take a look at it. Like, if you're a big film fan, not just of just watching movies, but actually appreciating how films are made, it's certainly worth taking a look at, I reckon.
He had high-caliber talent there as well.
Yes.
Natalie Portman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Peter Skarsgård, yes.
Yeah.
Helps.
So take a look at it if you get a chance. But we'll have a quick word from our sponsors and then we'll be right back.
Summer weather conditions can cause power outages. You can ensure you are prepared by following the simple steps that are outlined in the Victorian Government's Power Outage Guide. If you lose power, contact your electricity distribution business on the Faults and Emergencies number on your most recent electricity bill. Make sure you are prepared. For your power outage guide and more information, visit energyandresources.vic.gov.au. Written and authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsors.
Looking for a smile, great music you will find at 104.7 Gippsland FM.
Welcome back to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're currently working our way through a 2004 American comedy drama film, Garden State. And it's an independent film we both highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
The film's trailer actually won an award for Best Music at the Golden Trailer Awards. Now, until I did research for this film, I actually had no idea that they had Golden Trailer Awards.
No, any trailer awards.
Which, it kind of makes sense that they do, because there are companies that actually specialize in doing trailers for films.
Mm-hmm.
And the same companies also... other companies that specialise in doing the opening credit sequences and whatnot for films as well.
Yep.
Which is quite a specialised art form in itself.
And it can be a little misleading sometimes, can't it, seeing the trailer?
It can. Yeah, that's happened quite a few times. I don't remember offhand if this trailer is misleading or not. Probably not.
I think it's made to look very attractive. That's all. The movie is well presented.
Yeah.
From what I remember, and the music sounded good.
Yes. Yep. It's a good film though, so
yeah.
we recommend it.
Reflects it.
Yes. Let's go to the next one. This one's titled One of These Things First by Nick Drake here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been, but what are these things first? Could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. Could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been, but one of these things first. I could have been. Could have been a flute. A real life giver could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I should be somewhere. I could have been.
One is one of these things first by Nick Drake here on Gippsland FM. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Winsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're currently working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. It's a great independent film, and we both highly recommend it. And if you haven't seen it, please, if you like independent films, I do recommend this one, along with The Professional, and there's a bunch of others too. But yeah, this one's definitely quite good.
And they both star Natalie Portman, don't they?
Yes, they do. The Broadcast Film Critics Association nominated this film for its best soundtrack. So there's quite a few recognitions of good music in this soundtrack.
Yeah, he was hands-on.
Yeah. The protagonist's father has been protecting him from his own feelings with pills, namely lithium carbonate, which is seen as the symbolic soul-destroying enemy. And because it's been a while since I saw this film, there's parts of it I had forgotten about the father. He's prescribing all these drugs for him, but it's pretty sad.
Yeah, well, that garden state of just being isolated—that's the pills over smothering the emotions and
with regards to his mother's death and everything. Yeah, but it's pretty rough. But you know, what do you do?
Well, it's a good exploration of it.
Yeah,
using a film to do that.
All right, the next one is Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State. We'll be right back. And that one was Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation here on Gippsland FM. And that's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
And we're working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. Zach Braff describes the theme of the movie as, and this is a quote, love, for lack of a better term. And it's a movie about awakening. It's a movie about taking action. It's a movie about how life is short. Go for it now. And with regards to the character that he plays, he's a 26-year-old, and I've spent my whole life waiting for something else to start. Now I realize that this is all there is, and I'm going to try and live my life like that. I have this theory that your body goes through puberty in its teens, and the mind goes through puberty in your 20s. And Andrew, that's his character, is dealing with issues that you're going through all the time and going into your 30s, and he's lost and lonesome, which is something I definitely felt in my 20s with regards to his real life experience. Mm-hmm. And so I actually quite like that term, how he says your mind goes through puberty in your 20s. And I can kind of relate to that, being like I felt like I'd hadn't really fully mentally grown up until I was about 27, 28.
Which they say is about right neurologically these days. You know, your brain doesn't really stop developing until you're about 25, 26.
Yeah.
A bit later for guys, apparently.
Yeah, no, I believe it, yeah. So I can kind of relate to what he was talking about.
Yes.
So I thought it was actually quite a clever little term.
Yeah, he's done, like we've said, he's done a very good job.
Mm. All right, we'll go to the next one. This is The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State. It's your plane right on time. I know your part will come fine. Fly down to Mexico. I need on the way to report. Oh, I can gather all the news I need on the way to report. Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile.
Thank you. Gippsland FM is streaming online at gippslandfm.org.au.
One is Let Go by Frau Frau here on Gippsland FM. And the tune before that one was The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon and Garfunkel. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. Now, we've only got a couple more songs to go, and we are running out of time, so we'll jump right into the next one. Winding Road by Bonnie Somerville.
Sun coming down. It feels like a flood in my head. In that road keeps on calling me, screaming to everything lying ahead. And it's a winding road. I've been walking for a long time, I still don't know been searching for a long time. I still have hope. I'm gonna find my way home. On top of the hills, and I can smell the ocean, the salt in the air, and I can see you. You're standing there and you're washing your car, and I can see California, sun in your hair, and it's a
one is Winding Road by Bonnie Somerville here on Gippsland FM. That's from the soundtrack of Garden State. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to The Sound of Movies. I'm your host, Ashley Windsor, with my good friend and co-host,
Anne Pulbrook.
We're working our way through the soundtrack of Garden State. I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap the show up for today. It's been a great show. I've really enjoyed this movie. If you haven't seen it, definitely take the time to look at it.
Great soundtrack.
Yes, it is. And I'd like to thank Kevin Beaches from Cinematic Randomness. He's got his own Facebook page and website. He does film reviews on the radio in the La Trobe Valley Express and the Gippsland newspaper. He helps promote this show heavily. So thank you very much, Kevin. We really appreciate that. We have our own website, soundofmovies.com.au. You can contact us through there, or you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or even subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. So if you only hear half a show, you can hear the rest of it on iTunes or catch up some of our older episodes.
We've got a lot of good ones there.
We sure do. And definitely check them out if you get the chance. And we'll leave you with this nice little song, New Sling by The Shins, here on Gippsland FM from the soundtrack of Garden State. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. And we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Right when you die. Oh. old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you took to me like a gull takes to the wind, I'd have jumped. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, a flaming